Alyssa Walker Campbell back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios right here in Houston. And remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. We make it so easy. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. And normal data rates, they apply. Well, as promised, time for some NFL talk, specifically the Houston Texans, a team that has struggled mightily in 2015. Obviously, they got off to that slow start, but it has been a myriad of problems from the quarterback situation to a team just, you know, when you break it down, they're just trying to find an identity. So massive improvements need to take place, and obviously head coach Bill O'Brien, he is searching for some answers. Time to open up the mic on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We are going to welcome into our show former NFL running back, and he is also one of the producers right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. He spent time with the Texans, the Patriots, and the Saints. He is such a great guy. Chris Taylor with us this evening right here on the Big E Sports Show. First time on the program. Good to have you with us.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. We're supposed to have been doing this a long time ago,
and finally,
you're going to get it done. So let's do it.
Well, the thing about it, Chris, is that I work nights, and you're an early morning guy because you're working with Steve Saban, all right?
Well, they said the early bird gets a worm. So I'm full of worms right now. So I've been eating a lot of worms, and but I like the shift. You know, I get my day started early, and my day is over early.
So what's it like working with Steve Saban? What's it like working with him?
You know, he's a different guy. You know, he's a funny guy. You know, he has a team of guys working with him. I don't get a chance to do my thing as much on his show, but you know, it's a pleasure working with
him. I love Steve. Had the opportunity to meet him out at our YSR Super Week, and he was so nice. He's a big golf enthusiast, and I was telling him our oldest son was going to be playing in the World Championships at Pinehurst. And he gave me a poker chip that I think he does for publicity, gives out to, and it's got his name on it, or he's got his beautiful, you know, smile, it's got his face on it. He gives it to me, and he's like, yeah, you have your son use this as a ball marker at the World Championships. So day one, we get out there, and he reels off 5 straight bogeys. So I'm like, Steve Saban, I got to put this
Let's get the poker chip out. I know he's trying to get his name out there, get more publicity, but let's put the poker chip up until the tournament is over.
I'm like, Steven, you got to get out that ball marker that's got the cross on it. And
yeah.
We immediately, no joke, I mean, Chris, we got a par on that hole. And I'm like, let's continue to move forward and trend in the
right way.
So anyways, he finished with an 80 on that day. He struggled mightily. But okay, so let's get back. Talk some NFL. The Texans season has been heartbreaking. Last year, of course, they won 9 games. Why are they off to such a slow start?
It all starts with the quarterback position. You know, people have been talking about this over and over again, but, you know, this is not high school. It's not the college level. This is the National Football League. And in order to be successful in the National Football League, you have to have a very, very elite quarterback. You know, you look at the Packers, the Patriots, the Saints. Even though the Saints are struggling, you know, they have an elite quarterback, so they're always in it. You know, the Texans have to look themselves in the mirror and say, hey, we have 2 backup quarterbacks, and we're not going to be successful until we get a guy in here that can make a difference.
Okay, so why have they struggled with getting a franchise quarterback? Obviously, Jadeveon Clowney, you can't overlook him. You know, number one pick in the draft.
I believe with Billy O'Brien taking over as head coach, they probably don't feel that there's a quarterback that's in the draft that's going to be a difference maker. So they're waiting on that guy to show up, whether it's in the next draft, whether it's free agency. But it's hard to get an elite quarterback in free agency because, you know, the teams lock those guys up before they ever get a chance to reach free agency.
Well, I mean, I got to share my heart with our listeners. I love the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, Tony Romo goes out, but they were aggressive. They went and got Matt Castle. I mean, do you think that, I mean, if Tony doesn't, that guy, kind of player could be a franchise quarterback?
I don't think a guy like Matt Castle as a franchise quarterback. You know,
he's experienced. He's a veteran.
Right. He is experienced. He is a veteran. But, I mean, we saw what he did in Minnesota and with the Bills. He was a third-string quarterback. So, you know, I don't think he's the guy that's going to do anything for the Texans if that was the case. But with the Cowboys, they feel like he's a serviceable guy. He's a veteran. Maybe he can hold down the fort just a little bit if we need him to until Tony gets back.
Okay, so let me throw this out here, Chris. What about Brian Hoyer? I mean, can he reclaim his starting position that he lost earlier this year?
I was actually a teammate of Brian Hoyer with the Patriots. He was actually a rookie when I got there, and he was a fourth-string quarterback and had a great last preseason game and ended up winning the backup role to Tom Brady. So I understand the work that he put in, the hard work that he put in, what he's gone through over the time, but I just don't believe that he's the guy. You know, he can make some plays here and there. He can have 1 or 2 good games, but over the long haul, I mean, he's a backup quarterback. He is who he is.
What kind of teammate was Brian Hoyer?
You know, he wasn't a loud talker. He was a quiet guy, just put in the work every day, just a hard worker trying to find his way in the league and learn behind a great quarterback in Tom Brady at the time.
Our very own Chris Taylor joining us in studio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends start early. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we'll be rejoined with Chris Taylor, former NFL running back with the Texans, the Patriots, and the Saints, as we are breaking down the Texans and trying to figure out what in the world is going on.